here, there, and everywhere. SAFM 105.6 FM in Mthatha.
Yesterday, we had a very important conversation with Youth Capital about unemployment and unemployed South African youth and what needs to happen. And I have a sense that conversation we've had like 20 like that, you know, on different platforms, and that needle just does not shift. So that's ongoing. You may well ask the question, what do any of the political parties say about that? Is there an urgent attention fix, the way we address the urgent threat of COVID-19 when it surfaced on our shores a few years ago? So while we think about that part, I then pick up a tweet that I thought very interesting coming from Neil Coleman from the Institute for Economic Justice. You know, again, as different parties put their positions forward, Neil Coleman suggested, but look, let's talk about the basic income grant, because he's suggesting that half the people in South Africa live in poverty and around 16 million don't have sufficient income to buy food. So Well, he's talking about one party, but it could apply to all parties. Why do we not support the basic income grant? So let's find out more about it with Neil Coleman. Neil, appreciate your time. You're now on the National Pulse.
Good afternoon, Ashraf. Good to be here.
Thank you, of course. Now, you're the Senior Policy Specialist at the IEJ. And so, A, you know, what is your position, firstly, on the broader issue of dealing with poverty? And then we'll look at specifically the basic income grant and your position there.
Yeah. Sure. Firstly, I think it's encouraging that the issue of basic income is a live debate in these elections. An encouraging number of parties are actually embracing basic income. And as the Basic Income Coalition, we've engaged with them and asked them for their views. And they're going to be publishing a report in the next couple of weeks on what their positions are. But as you said, you know, in a situation of extreme poverty and widespread hunger in the country, there's no ways in which the electorate or young people or the people in South Africa in general can accept a situation where parties are promising in 5 to 10 years' time there's going to be a few hundred thousand, a couple of million jobs. The needs are immediate. The needs are now, and we need urgent measures which can intervene and change people's lives in the short term, as well as, you know, more long-term systemic changes, restructuring of our economy, diversification, etc. All of this has to go hand in hand. And the beauty of a basic income is that it gets immediately into the hands of every individual, every household, every community, and can do a lot to stimulate economic activity, can help those youth that you were talking about to begin to look for and find jobs, can help the informal traders, and so on and so forth. And what we've done as the IEJ is we did a visualizing exercise where we imagined what would South Africa look like in 2026 if we had introduced a basic income grant. And we spoke about three sort of people in our community: the young work seeker, a mother, and an informal trader. And what this video shows is how having a regular guaranteed income in their hands every month changes the lives of those individuals and their communities, because suddenly in depressed communities where there's very little circulation of income, you have millions of people receiving that guaranteed income. You also have, you know, young people being able to enter into the job market. You have mothers who don't just have to rely on the child support grant, which is not enough to feed their families. So, you know, based on that, the international experience and the evidence that we have studied, we have seen that it has both short-term and longer-term benefits society.
Okay, so two questions very quickly as we all to news time now. So your understanding of the basic income grant, I mean, in a simple one-liner, what is the basic income grant?
Sure.
What sort of value would you attach to it in rand terms? Who would be eligible for it? And how do you think it'll change society? Those are four quick questions. You probably got a minute, as opposed to an hour to answer that.
Yeah, thanks for that, Ashraf. So the Basic Income Coalition has set out certain principles, and that is that a basic income must go to everybody. Everybody must be entitled to it. It must be at least at the level of the food poverty line, so people can afford food. It must go to every individual, not to a family or a household. Our preference is that it's universal, so that people are not discriminated against on the basis that they don't meet some poverty criteria or other, as we've seen with the SRD grant, that ends up in millions of people being excluded. So the idea is to make it simple, to get it to everybody, that this becomes part of our culture of human rights.
In today's term, in rand terms, approximately?
So we're talking about the food poverty line is 760 rand a month currently, which is going to be revisited by StatsSA. But that's the current value. And the idea is to start off at the food poverty line of 760 a month and then progressively improve that to the upper bound poverty line over a period of years.
Okay.
There's a number of proposals as to how that can be done.
All right. Let's end with this, and we've got 30 seconds. I'm going to choose my words carefully. Does government have an appetite for it? Yes or no?
Yes. The governing party, the ANC, has resolved to introduce a basic income, but we have a contestation within government. Treasury is against it. The presidency says they're in favor of it, and the Department of Social Development. So with the new government, we're going to have to see whether they are prepared to put their money where their mouths are on the issue of basic income.
You see, there you are. Appetite, money, mouth. The link is so obvious. Thank you for your time. Much appreciated. And I'm sure we'll have further chats around this all-important issue in the build-up to the elections and beyond that. Neil Coleman from the Institute of Economic Justice.